Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 through 17. God's word is as follows. Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pastures, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and cut off your enemies from before you. And I will make you a great name, like the name of the ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and plant them so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more. And the evildoers shall afflict them no more as formerly. From the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. When he commits iniquity, I will punish him with a rod such as mortals use, with blows inflicted by human beings. But I will not take my steadfast love from him as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. Your house, your kingdom, shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. In accordance with all these words and with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. May the Lord add a blessing and to the reading of his word. The sermonic selection is entitled, Angels We Have Heard on High by Love to Sing Choir. has been read for your hearing and understanding. Dear Heavenly Father, may these imparted words be pleasing in your sight, for you are my strength and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of my message is The Davidic Covenant and Advent. I want to look at 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 15a, and it reads, "But I will not take my steadfast love from him." A covenant is made between God and David. It is an agreement that was made between God and man. As Advent comes to a close, we may realize and understand that our enemies, our friends, and even our relatives are subject to leave us or betray us. The trials and tribulations of life squash us or crush us, but Jesus will never, ever crush us or betray us. And surely he will never forsake or leave us. Of these things we can be certain. There are three things that I wish to point out in this message. They are as follows. God is gracious. God is faultless. God's love is forever. God makes a promise with David, a covenant, in fact. It was an agreement just between these two parties, and it is known as the Davidic Covenant. Some of the aspects of the covenant were: God promised David a great name, a great reputation, and an outstanding legacy, as he promised Abraham. David was the greatest king of Israel and is revered even to this day. God is gracious. God promised David a place for his people, and his people would not be disturbed no more. A place where they could live in peace, a place where they could raise their children in peace, a place where they could meditate, rejoice, and worship God in peace. No more worries about enemies or foes springing upon them unaware. And in most instances, where there is peace, there is joy. There is unspeakable joy. God is gracious. God promised David a dynasty. This is not a physical house as we know it, but rather a dynasty or a kingdom for David established by God. God shows David unmerited favor. David did absolutely nothing to earn or merit the favor of God. God wakes us up every day and showers us with his favor. And we've done absolutely nothing to merit God's favor. God loved David unconditionally. God loves us unconditionally. We have done nothing to earn God's unconditional love. It is an attribute of God that is most manifest in the salvation of sinners. God is merciful and he is gracious. The core of the Davidic covenant is where God says to David through the prophet Nathan, "When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. I will build a house, my name, and I will establish a throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him." The promise of God is twofold. God's short-term promise refers to Solomon, whereas the long-term promise refers to David, and David's most powerful son, who is Jesus the Christ. In verses 14b through 15, the reference is to Solomon, who God said, when he commits iniquity, I will punish him with a rod, such as mortals use with blows to inflicted by human beings. But I will not take away my steadfast love from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. Solomon committed iniquities by having hundreds of wives and concubines. God sums up his covenant to David in verse 13 as follows. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. There were good kings and bad kings who came after David. There was a physical collapse of Judah when the Babylonians overtook them. Nevertheless, David's seed and line continued until the birth of Jesus Christ. In Christ lies our hope for salvation and eternal life, and he shall reign forever and ever. God's kingdom is unstoppable. The Davidic covenant is a covenant of grace, mercy, peace, joy, love, and hope. It informs us of the fact that through the lineage of David, Jesus Christ will rule on his throne forever and ever. His kingdom is eternal and everlasting. We enter into that kingdom by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. Are you in the kingdom of God? Have you trusted Jesus for the pardoning of your sins and for your soul salvation? If you have never done so, let me recommend that you do it today. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we approach your throne of grace, asking that the words that I have spoken, along with the Holy Scriptures, bring about a better understanding of you. Bring about a closer relationship with you during this Christmas and Advent season and until the day of your second coming. These and all prayers and blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. The closing song is entitled, O Come, Let Us Adore Him, by New Jersey Mass Choir.
Adore him. Oh, come, let us. stands on the thick. God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves a lot. God is going up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, if men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Lift your voices today and sing, oh, come, let us adore him.
We adore you, Lord.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
We magnify your name. We give you all the glory that we do.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.